This podcast contains explicit content and is not suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to Always the Last to Know. I'm Ash.
I'm Katie.
We're coming to you from the day our merch store opens for the public.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Mm-hmm.
Watching the emails come in with all of your orders has been like so surreal and so exciting. I was sitting in my chiropractor's office waiting for her to come in, and an order came in and I was like, oh my God.
Yes. It's really, really exciting.
It's nice to see that people are enjoying what we've created. Because this is just like the dumb shit that comes out of our mouths, as you said last night. Stupid shit we've said into the void. And for some reason, you all like us. So thank you.
Seriously, thank you so much. The Spotify Wrapped numbers were wild.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you brought that up. It's been like a really crazy couple of days. Like a surreal few days.
Us being in the top 10 for like over 1,200 people blew my mind. Hello. Hello, 1,200 people. That's so exciting. Thank you so much.
Being people's top pod and like in that top five and having you guys tag us in that shit on social media was so crazy. I'm sitting there at work and I'm like, I'm trying not to freak out because I have to concentrate. I'm in a funeral home right now. I shouldn't be looking at this, but it was so exciting.
It really was. So thank you. Thank you for your support, and thank you to our pals over at Patreon. I'll be so honest, as I've said many times, I haven't like really been doing much for the pod this semester since like moving and school and stuff. Like Ashley's been doing so much. So I actually just like hopped onto Patreon for the first time and saw that like we have so many more patrons. Seeing those numbers on Spotify, I was like, oh, wait, what?
I've just kind of been like handling everything in the background. And I was like, she's busy. She'll see it soon.
I haven't been doing any of it. This is like my first time hopping onto Patreon probably since I moved. I've just like not been a person, and my semester ends so soon, guys. I can't fucking wait.
It's going to be so nice.
It's going to be so nice.
One of the things you're going to get when Katie is done, with the semester is a deep dive into stupid fucking Henry Kissinger, who just
died. Piece of shit, Henry Kissinger.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, God just dropped a new non-binary bathroom, the grave of Henry Kissinger. I can't wait to explain to you all why, because I know that there are people out there who are like, yeah, fuck him. I don't know why, but yeah, fuck that guy for sure. And I've been that person.
Somebody said he's a war criminal. I will believe you.
Then he is. Fuck that.
But no, he actually is. And we're very excited. At first, I was like, ooh, maybe I'll do the episode. And then right before we started recording this, I was like, Katie, unless you want to do it, because you're really good at doing the historical deep dives much better than I am at that. So I think that that's one for you to tackle.
Yes, I love a historical correction. I love reframing people's viewpoint on the past. So I can't wait to fill all of that in. I'll be honest, it probably won't be next week. I'll probably need a good week of no school to get that shit done. Yeah, I can't wait for this semester to end.
It'll be really nice.
It's been a great one, but I'm so tired, which is my long-winded way of saying that I didn't do my homework for this week and I have nothing to talk about.
Ooh, I thought my brain was gonna break from putting together this fucking merch shop.
And Ashley was like, I just did a million episodes. I can't do this right now. So she really kindly was like, oh no, I forgot. We need to do an episode. And I was like, no, no, no. I just never said I would do one, even though we both well know that it's my turn. I just didn't say anything about it.
Yeah. So we decided that this is just going to be like a chit-chat. A chit-chat
we decided.
Episode.
We weren't put in this position by Katie procrastinating. We decided.
Oh my God.
All on my bullshit. It's fine.
I was like, maybe I could put something together. And then I texted you and I was like, you know what? Maybe we just like pull up a couple articles, chit-chat about them.
Just chit-chat
Something quick and easy, because then I also need to edit it this weekend. Get it ready for Sunday. It's Friday at 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. So that's what this is going to be. We don't even need to do like the break in between to go into this because we already brought up the first thing I want to talk about.
Yeah. So we'll just jump on in. We're there. We're here.
Honestly, we don't have to spend too much time on him because you're going to do the bigger dive episode. But mm-hmm. I just want to like call everyone's attention to the headline from the Rolling Stone. The Rolling Stone from Rolling Stone.
Yeah. They've been on point with their headlines lately. Yeah.
First of all, above the actual headline, it says, "Good riddance." So you can feel the vibe.
That's how much of a piece of shit that Henry Kissinger is, that magazines like are just dropping all concept of journalistic integrity. Like, they're like, fuck you. We all know you're a piece of shit. We don't have to be political.
Like, let's not sugarcoat this. So yeah. Their headline reads, "Henry Kissinger, war criminal beloved by America's ruling class, finally dies." Underneath it, it reads, "The infamy of Nixon's foreign policy architect sits eternally beside that of history's worst mass murderers. A deeper shame attaches to the country that celebrates him." It's like, they're not only just calling out his atrocities, they're calling out the fucking elites who love him and went along with his fucking war crimes. I mean, that's amazing. Spencer Ackerman, whoever you are, it's the writer of this, the journalist. Thank you so much for that headline and that opening. Yeah, so I'm excited for you to do that episode.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Also, while we're doing this, if you want, I can talk about some of the books that I have purchased already.
Ooh, yes.
To get ready for the coming break in my schooling.
Yeah,
I'm trying to talk continuously while I look up where my books are because I forgot where I downloaded them. But I'm going to find them. Okay.
Oh, you got them? Okay.
I found them. So we have Double Cross, The Explosive Inside Story of the Mobster Who Controlled America by Sam Giancana and his pal Chuck Giancana.
Yes, Katie. Bringing him back.
The Reporter Who Knew Too Much, The Mysterious Death of What's My Line TV star and media icon Dorothy Gilligan. Highly requested.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so excited.
We have one that I want to get your boss Lauren involved in that I haven't talked to you about, but we have like multiple months of me being off for us to do it. It's called Stiff, The Curious Lives of Human Cadavers. A little bit of an update on our body brokering episode.
Yes. Also, she can give some insight on her trip to Congress about regulations surrounding these exact kind of things.
Yes, because she is a huge force behind trying to get this industry regulated. And she was in Congress as we were talking about body brokering. So I have that. So I want to talk about like the history of it and then have her talk. And then I have a book on Judy Garland.
Ooh, very nice.
Some things on the horizon for y'all to look forward to.
Yes. We also do, I'm not going to name the journalist yet because we still want to have everything like settled and pick a date for this, but there was, for the 60th anniversary of JFK's assassination, there was supposed to be an article coming out in The Guardian that Katie was interviewed for. Unfortunately, as most of us probably know, in journalism, it is really easy to have your article axed. And that's exactly what happened, like, legit the day before the anniversary. So the article did not come out and we were very sad about that. And it sucks for the journalist who put so much effort into it. And from what Katie described the phone call interview as, I was so excited for it.
We had a great conversation.
And this journalist will be joining us at some point in the near future. So I kind of just want to tease that a little bit, but we'll give an official announcement once everything is set in stone.
Before we move on to the next thing, this just popped into my brain.
Okay.
So I wanted to throw this out there. I haven't seen too much of it yet. Ashley would be the person who would see it first. But if any listeners have spent any time on the internet educating us on any issues or anything that we may have needed perspective or correction on, I just want to give a huge shout out to you and a thank you to you for your emotional and mental labor. Right now, there's so much going on. Ashley knows exactly why I'm talking about this. I may have been blocked by someone I used to really respect.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing a lot of people spending a lot of time giving so much emotional and mental labor surrounding Palestine and so many issues that we've talked about in the past and things we haven't gotten to. So, like, thank you for that. And if you ever have anything that you want to correct us on or want to offer us perspective on, please DM us.
Yeah.
And if it's in good faith, and you genuinely are like, hey, I want to talk about this because I don't understand. And you guys are kind of the champions of saying, hey, I don't understand. Can you help? We would love to help you with that. So please, like, feel free to DM us if you're like, hey, I want to offer some perspective. Because we will always be open to that as long as the conversation is being had in good faith. If you're just here to, like, troll us and fuck with us, we're not going to deal with that. But if you're like, yeah, I want to know more and I'm scared to ask for more, please DM us. But thank you to anyone who's given us any perspective in this last year since we started this podcast. I don't want anyone to ever think that, like, you can't come and ask us and be like, hey, why do you support this thing? Because I don't know and I would love to. Mm-hmm. And we'll totally have that conversation.
Absolutely.
Just throwing that out there. There may have been another podcaster who wasn't willing to do those.
Oh, no.
And I'm salty about it.
And you got blocked.
And I got fucking blocked on every account of mine.
Apparently amongst many others, as I've been seeing on Reddit. But no, Katie's absolutely right. And our DMs are always open. And we're always welcome to have discussion and learning. Bro, that's literally what this is all about.
Yes.
Now, I don't know shit. So we're trying to learn together. So if you want to have a discussion about it, let's do it.
Like, absolutely. And when I say, like, in good faith, I mean, if you're thinking to yourself right now, that's so weird, Katie, because I've messaged you to your Instagram and you haven't responded. Messaging me, hey, girl, is not going to start a conversation when my pronouns are she, they. So, you know, that's not going to be great. It's not a great intro.
We have listeners, Patreons and non-Patreons, who message us literally all the time. Vilma, we talk to you every day on Instagram.
Vilma's like, just my friend.
Vilma's just our Vilma, friend.
Vilma, Andy, Bailey. Oh, yes. I have someone who messaged me just this amazing thing about, like, being capable and, like, remembering that you're capable of doing things. I literally wrote capable on my little label maker and, like, put it on my laptop. It's like what I see every time I open my laptop. Like,
oh, I'm crying.
Y'all, like, aren't just, like, our listeners, like, y'all are my parasocial friends. And I guarantee that there are some names that my mom knows and she has no idea that we have met through the podcast, that she, like, thinks we're friends in real life and will be like, oh, how's Vilma doing? Like, she's great, mom, thanks for asking.
It's so real. Oh yeah, God.
So please message us. We're not afraid to be called in. Mm-hmm. We're not, you know, like, we're people. I sleep with a baby blanket I call Nai-Nai. We are just regular people. Actually, we're very weird, just an average,
very strange person. Humans.
So yeah, so, like, you know, we've covered some touchy subjects, we're gonna get into some touchy subjects, but yeah, I've just seen so many people on the internet, like, spewing just so much mental and emotional labor, and I'm like, God, like, that is so beautiful, because people are gonna read that comment and, like, further understand this nuanced subject.
Yes.
So if that's you, listeners, good on you for doing that.
It's beautiful to see all of the communication that's happening between people.
Mm-hmm.
I spend a lot of time on TikTok, and it's really great to see educational things, people educating us on the history of Palestine through their food, through making videos of their cuisine. Like, I love that shit, and I might not know exactly what to say because I'm not as educated on the subject, but I fucking share the shit out of everything that I see. I spend a lot more time on TikTok than on Instagram, so we can be friends there.
Way more on TikTok than I am on Instagram.
But it's really beautiful to see, especially in the midst of a government that really wants to control TikTok because of the fact that we're all able to communicate with each other in a way that they have never seen before with such instant gratification and instant communication within each other. So they're fucking terrified of that and they want to control it. And I think it's beautiful to see us sharing knowledge and information with each other on there, despite that.
Absolutely. Division amongst people for little things is exactly what they want, because if we're divided, they can control us. But the moment that we all stopped and we're like, whoa, wait one fucking second, this is wrong. Their response to our response surrounding Palestine has been completely different because they don't know what the fuck to do with us now. Because now we're all together and they're like, oh shit, wait, what? I've seen prices for shit dropping rapidly. I have seen just Congress people head down just like, yo, okay, sure, what, okay. Like, they don't want us. They don't want us to be this powerful. Mm-hmm. And we can't let them divide us, continue to divide us, because we actually have some fucking power when we are together like this.
Fuck yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. Sometimes I've just been watching the Macy's Day Parade getting shut down and crying. Just because, like, it's seeing people come together, seeing young people, like, I'm such an old piece of shit. If making fun of millennials is what hypes up Gen Z enough where they can then, like, go out in the streets and continue to do shit, make fun of me all fucking day long. Like, if that's what you need to do to, like, get yourself going and then keep doing what you're all doing, I'm a target. Please. I tuck my socks into my pants. Like, lay it on. I love skinny jeans.
You can call me Chugi all day.
I'll be even chugier if the anger can fuel you to continue dominating out in the world for social justice the way you have been. Like, y'all are amazing, and I feel like the proudest chaotic aunt in the world.
Yes. I love it. I love it. Two things I wanted to mention that happened today. When I got to my chiropractor's office, they had the TV on in the waiting room, and it was all about George Santos getting expelled from fucking Congress. Finally. He didn't deserve to be there in the first place, but I'm just sitting there alone, and I was like, oh, thank God I'm alone, and there's not some, like, right-wing fucking white dude sitting across from me or something. But I'm just sitting there, big-ass shit-eating grin on my face. I'm like, yes. Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful.
So if people don't know, I'm gonna read... This doesn't look like it's too long. Nope, it's not. From PBS, we have: the House voted on Friday to expel Republican Representative George Santos of New York after a critical ethics report on his conduct that accused him of converting campaign donations for his own use. He was just the sixth member in the chamber's history to be ousted by colleagues.
Damn, in the chamber's
Holy
history.
Shit.
That's it?
That's kind of shocking.
Think about all of the corrupt shit that we know happened.
Yeah, only six.
Wowza. Wow.
Okay, America.
Wow. The bar is low.
Okay. I mean, sometimes I forget that the people listening can't see us.
I always forget. Literally, I forget that we are recording about 5 minutes into the conversation. And then later I'm like, oh shit, what did I say?
You're like, she'll get it during editing. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
The vote to expel was 311 to 114. Expulsion requires support from 2/3 of the House, a purposefully high bar, but a blistering House Ethics Committee report that accused Santos of breaking federal law proved decisive. It's the only high bar they have.
Seriously.
Santos fought the expulsion effort leading up to the vote, leading his own defense during House floor debate, and in conducting a press conference and interviews. Quote, I will not stand by quietly. Bitch, we know. Santos declared as lawmakers debated his removal the evening before the vote. Quote, the people of the 3rd District of New York sent me here. If they want me out, you're gonna have to go silence those people and go take the hard vote, end quote. Bitch. The people of that district have been calling for you to be out of there since you got in.
Find me anyone who's like, you know what, I stand by my vote for him.
You do, I think you need therapy. Of the previous expulsions in the house, three were for disloyalty to the Union during the Civil War. The remaining two occurred after the lawmakers were convicted of crimes in federal court. Santos made his case for remaining in office by appealing directly to lawmakers who worry they are setting a new precedent that could make expulsions more common. You didn't even deserve to be there in the first place.
No.
You little piece of shit, you lied your way in.
You disgusting piece of shit.
Okay. If the precedent that is set is to expel more people for being corrupt, good.
Fine.
It's only Love a problem that. If you've done things wrong, sir.
Yeah. People tell on themselves too much. I'm fine with it. Continue to do so, please. Yeah. But just throwing this out there. Happens all the time.
House Speaker Mike Johnson was among those who voiced concerns about removing Santos, though he has told members to vote their conscience. Okay. Others in leadership agreed with his reasoning and opposed expulsion, but some Republicans, including Santos's colleagues from New York, said voters will welcome lawmakers being held to a higher standard. Yes. Duh.
Yeah, obviously.
Quote, I'm pretty confident the American people would applaud that. I'm pretty confident that the American people expect that. And I hope that tomorrow, in this great chamber, we set that precedent, said Republican Representative Anthony D'Esposito, whose district adjoins Santos's. He's like, get this motherfucker out of here. I don't want him as my neighbor.
Make him go. Like, I don't... Go.
Leave. Santos warned lawmakers they would regret removing a member before they have had their day in court. Quote, this will haunt them in the future where mere allegations are sufficient to have members removed from office when duly elected by their people in their respective states and districts, end quote, Santos said. Are you duly elected, though, if you lied your way in? If you lied about everything about yourself, though? Because the basis of you running was a lie. Okay. The expulsion push is just the latest chapter in what has been a spectacular fall from grace for Santos. A first-term lawmaker initially celebrated as an up-and-comer after he flipped a district from Dems last year and helped Republicans win control of the House. But soon after, troubles began. Reports began to emerge that Santos had lied about having Jewish ancestry, a career at top Wall Street firms, and a college degree. His presence in the House quickly became a distraction and an embarrassment to the party. In early March, thank you, PBS, for this. In early March, the House Ethics Committee announced it was launching an investigation into Santos. Then in May, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York indicted Santos, accusing him of duping donors, stealing from his campaign, and lying to Congress. Facts. Prosecutors would later add more charges in an updated 23-count indictment. Bitch. The indictment alleges he stole the identities of campaign donors and then used their credit cards to make tens of thousands of dollars in unauthorized charges. Bro, I didn't even know about that one.
Holy shit.
Federal prosecutors say Santos, who pled not guilty, wired some of the money to his personal bank account and used the rest to pad his campaign coffers. Jaw dropped. Meanwhile, ethics committee investigators spent 8 months investigating Santos and interviewing witnesses. When their work was complete, the panel said it had amassed, quote, overwhelming evidence of law-breaking by Santos that it sent to the Justice Department. Among other things, the ethics panel said that Santos knowingly caused his campaign committee to file false or incomplete reports with the Federal Election Commission. Ooh, I had to do stuff like that. Used campaign funds for personal purposes and violated the Ethics in Government Act with his financial disclosure statements. Arguing against expulsion during debate Thursday, Representative Clay Higgins from Louisiana, Republican, said that while he respects the Ethics Committee, he had concerns about how the Santos case was handled. He said he was troubled that a Republican-led committee would submit a report that was so judgmental and publicized. Oh, so because it's out in the open, you're like, I can't believe we did this?
That's the problem.
That's the problem, is that it's not a secret?
You guys should have been more low-key about this.
Yeah. Fucking God, are you serious? Quote, "The totality of circumstance appears biased," end quote. Higgins said, quote, "If it stinks of politics and I'll oppose this action in every way," end quote. Bitch, the evidence is there. What? And people deserve to know. His constituents deserve to know who they voted for. And a lot of them, I mean, there's a lot of them have been interviewed saying that they fucking regret it. So,
yes.
You're allowed to change your mind when you find out that the person that you voted in has literally been lying to you and is stealing from you.
Oh, but absolutely. I encourage you to change your mind.
Yeah. While the Ethics Committee does have a Republican chairman, its membership is evenly divided. Representative Susan Wild, the ranking Democrat on the committee, reminded members that the decision approving the investigators' findings was unanimous. Quote, "As the Ethics Committee's report lays out in thorough detail, Mr. Santos has repeatedly, egregiously, and brazenly violated the public's trust. Mr. Santos is not a victim. He is a perpetrator of a massive fraud on his constituents and the American people," end quote. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries in New York held his weekly press conference with a massive photo next to him of Santos and Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia sitting in the House chamber together and laughing. It's an example of how Democrats are looking to tie other Republicans to Santos when possible. I mean, get it. Quote, "George Santos is a malignant distraction, and hopefully that issue gets resolved," end quote, Jeffries said before the vote. Thank you, PBS, for that fucking reporting.
PBS, y'all. That salty ass reporting was PBS. Imagine. Oh my god. I think malignant distraction is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I mean, yes, Jeffries. Thank you. Thank you for calling it that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Beautiful.
I laughed because I was like, oh, this will be a short episode as we hit the 35 minute mark. The last thing that I want to bring up today is something that I found out right before we started recording. And that is that Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman who was ever on the Supreme Court, died today.
Sandra. Sandy D. The original.
The OG. I have an NPR article pulled up. It sucks to see someone pass away who was such a monumental force in, you know, changing the world for women in this fucking country. Retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the court, died Friday in Phoenix, Arizona, of complications related to advanced dementia, probably Alzheimer's, and a respiratory illness, the court announced. She was 93 years old.
Damn.
O'Connor was appointed to the court by President Reagan. It's the one thing you did right, bro. In 1981 and retired in 2006 after serving more than 24 years on the court. O'Connor served on the court for a quarter of a century and after that became an outspoken critic of what she saw as modern threats to judicial independence. While on the court, O'Connor was called, quote, "the most powerful woman in America," because of her position at the center of a court that was so closely divided on so many major questions. She often cast the deciding vote in cases involving abortion, affirmative action, national security, campaign finance reform, separation of church and state, and states' rights, as well as in the case that decided the 2000 election, Bush versus Gore, a decision she later hinted that she regretted.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
And there's a link to that, so maybe I'll get into that someday. Her retirement allowed President George Bush to appoint a much more conservative justice, Samuel Alito, in her place, and that appointment took the court in a far more conservative direction, unfortunately. Yeah. O'Connor's retirement was the last step in a long balancing act between family and career. In 2005, O'Connor's husband was suffering from Alzheimer's disease, and when the ailing Chief Justice William Rehnquist told her that he was putting off his retirement, O'Connor decided that with her husband's health declining, she could not wait and risk the possibility that the court would have two vacancies at once. As it turned out, that's what happened anyway. O'Connor announced her retirement, and the Chief Justice died weeks later.
Oh my god.
Right. Oh, imagine. Be like, oh, take it back. Take it back. She stayed on for another 6 months while confirmation hearings proceeded, and in a cruel twist of fate, her husband's health took such a precipitous downturn that he had to be placed in a home and later died.
Mm.
That makes me sad for her. But on that June day in 2005, when O'Connor announced her retirement, she wept. She later made quite clear that she regretted the decision to step down. She went on to lead a multifaceted life, crisscrossing the United States and the rest of the world, crusading against threats to judicial independence, and advocating for more civics instruction in public schools to teach students about the structure of the U.S. government. It's a lot longer, but maybe I'll just do an episode on her.
She definitely deserves an episode.
She does. So that's our episode for this week. Hope you enjoyed our little chit-chat.
Yes.
I was like, I can't not put anything out, but it has been so chaotic with the merch shop. Legit, yeah. Last night, I put the merch shop out for the public at 3 a.m. Legit, up to 2:59, I was still adjusting something on it. And I was like, I got this.
I got it.
Do it. Well, I guess we should just sign off.
Yes. Thank you for all of your hard work on the merch shop. Everyone Thanks. Say thank you. Thank you, Ashley. Good job, class.
Thanks, guys. I hope you like it. And we'll see you next week.
Oh, no, I'm gone.
Bye. Did you say bye?
No. Bye.
Okay. It like totally cut out. And I was like, God damn it. I don't know if Katie said bye or not. Okay.
Hold said, on. Oh, no, I'm gone.
Oh, no.
For any photos related to today's episode, please go to our Instagram.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at AL2KPodcast.
Like us on Facebook at Always the Last to Know Podcast.
If you have any questions, please email us at AL2KPodcast@gmail.com.
Please share, rate, and review us on your podcast listening app of choice.
Join our Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/AL2KPodcast or click the link in our bio on social media.
Thanks for listening.